It's 1:13 a.m. on Sunday, July 4th, 2021. And this is Back to the Wall This Week Done Quickly. A rare instance where I think I got 90% done with an episode. It's like, And threw it in the trash. I guess it's not in the trash yet. I guess it's still on this disc. I could always go back to it. But it was bad. I do not like my vibe on that one. Very negative vibe, which, you know, I'll get into that a little bit, but news. Do you think that Canada not qualifying for the Olympics is news? I don't know if you do or not. If you do, well, that happened. They didn't qualify. So, they play with fire a lot in these qualifying games. I watched all of them, strangely enough, and I missed one, but I watched all the other ones. They played with a lot of fire where they let themselves get in a hole early, and then they relied on some good shooting and Wiggins to bring them back. But they weren't able to do it this time. And, you know, it's not a small deal. Like, they were arguably the biggest threat to Team USA getting a gold medal. Now, we've said that a lot, and Canada has not ever actually produced, even though they are a team that usually has the second most NBA players. It's usually a team without a lot of NBA players that gives the U.S. the most problems most years when the U.S. has problems. And they're going to face some teams that have a lot of experience this time. So a gold medal is definitely not a certain thing by any means. But at least they got one of their theoretical biggest competitors out of the way, I guess. If you're like super patriotic, maybe on this July 4th, it's something y'all could celebrate, I guess, if you want. But that's the only thing that's even resembling news. I think I'll do my saluting before I get into my recap. The Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks are a team that have a lot to feel really good about. They are a team who, around midseason, were maybe like 12th in the East, 13th in the East. They were dead in the water. Their GM put all his eggs in the basket of creating a playoff team, and it looked like the team was just very bad. they just looked awful. And, you know, they changed coaches, and the team started winning, and they started winning a lot. And, you know, I think I remember at the time when the coach was fired, I said, maybe the GM should fire himself for his awful plan. But his awful plan looked like a good plan now. It looks like I'm the one who was wrong there. So changing coaches mattered in this instance. And the Hawks are a team that got to within two games of going to the finals. Pretty impressive for a team that was 13th seed at one point in the year. One point deep into the year. Like, not like at the beginning of the year where teams are ranked alphabetical order, you know? Like, they were 13th seed in, like, February. So, the Hawks, and they shocked a lot of people, and they beat some really good teams. And their team was good, and they beat them. Who did they beat last round? They were good, too. memory is not what it used to be. But yeah, the Hawks are a team that have a lot to feel good about. Trae Young is a legit star. The team has a lot of length, a lot of young players who are on the come up. A good mix of veterans who seem to be happy with their role. They can keep this together for another year, which I think they can. And I think the Hawks have a good future. The Atlanta Hawks, I salute you. Playoff reaction. This is what I'm negative about. That game was not easy to watch. I soldiered through it for about 3 1/4 quarters and was like, okay, I've had enough of this. And I started doing something else. And of course, that's when the Hawks came back. So I started watching the game again. And then they came back, but they didn't stick around very long. It's unfortunate. It was obviously Trey wasn't himself. He wasn't able to move very well in defense, like even worse than normal. And he wasn't able to move too great on offense either. He did okay. He had an okay game, but you could tell it was not his normal game. And without like a healthy Trey Young and him on the floor as much as he was, there wasn't a lot of ways for Hawks to win that. The only reason they were even in it was because the Bucks are the Bucks, and who knows what they're doing night to night or game to game or quarter to quarter. The Bucks are just unpredictable. In the worst definition of the term, the Bucks are unpredictable. But they don't have Giannis, but it doesn't seem like that it matters. They're still unpredictable. So who knows? But they did win. They're going on. The Hawks are going home, and we know who was in the NBA Finals now. So let's get into the Finals preview. Suns versus Hawks. Oops. Suns versus Bucks. Two teams that apparently it's been many decades since they've made the Finals. They are two teams who came into the league. I say apparently when I know that is they have not made it to the Finals recently. Or in this case of the Suns, the playoffs recently. Two teams that came into the league in 1968. So they're two kind of franchises from the middle part of the NBA. Two that haven't had the level of success you would expect from being around that long, for factors usually out of the players' hands. So if you catch a hint that I'm saying bad owners, that is what I'm saying. But hey, they've made it here. They're in the Finals. It's a good thing for sure. And it's going to be an exciting series. Or I don't think the Suns can have a boring series. I think we may see another, like, Bucks 30% performance. And, I'm fully expecting something like that to happen. But I'm also expecting to see, like, a Chris Middleton 90% performance again, too. So I don't know. I'm definitely picking the Suns here. But that's only because the Bucks are so so volatile. If Giannis is playing, the Bucks should have more talent. They have more experience, which matters in these situations usually. They have two Olympians and current Olympians, not people who were in the Olympics 15 years ago. They are a team that's stacked. Their role players are all great. Now Phoenix is stacked too, but they're stacked with young guys and dudes playing above their head and that sort of thing. The Bucks are a known quantity. Usually that's a pretty good bet in the Finals. Usually it's a great bet. But the reason why I'm going with the Suns is just because I know if the Bucks mess around and have these bad games that they had against all the other teams they played over the Hawks, the Nets, the Heat. Yeah, they played the Heat the first round. I don't know. It's been a long time. If they mess around like they've messed around so far, the Suns are going to win those games. They're not going to do a Hawks thing. And it's not even really a Hawks thing. They're not going to do a Nets thing and not manage to win the game that the Bucks serve up on a silver platter. The Suns, when they smell blood, they go for it. And the Bucks are the Bucks, and they love to slit their... They don't slit their wrists, but they like to, slit their elbows continually and, not be able to shoot because their hands are covered in blood, That's the type of thing that the Bucks do to be very macabre for some reason, The Suns are not going to waste those opportunities. If those opportunities present themselves, the Suns are going to win. Now, maybe we get, Giannis is back. He's healthy. and we see like the Bucks fully realized. It happens. It's happened. The 2008 Celtics team, you know, spent the whole playoffs kind of looking not good, and then in the playoffs, in the finals, they put it all together. Maybe that's what we see from the Bucks this year. you know, but I think if they're the team that they've been in the playoffs so far, then the Suns should win this, and they'll probably win it in five, maybe four, you know. But if we get a more consistent Bucks team, this is going to be a war if that happens. So should be interesting to see. Definitely worth watching. Schedule's out if you want to go check that schedule out. You know, you who you root for is going to be your call here. I'm not going to give you a long rant trying to convince you to root against a certain player like I did in the original version of this recording. Your choice is who you want to cheer for is your choice. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to be a good finals, and I'm going to do a podcast after every episode, and we'll talk about it. We'll get through this together. All right, y'all. Be safe. Keep your pets indoors or whatever you're supposed to do on the 4th of July. And be well, my beautiful friends. I will talk to you later.